You see, here it says, the voice of my beloved, behold, he cometh, leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. So this is speaking about our Lord's parousia, the voice of my beloved Lord Jesus Christ. He cometh, leaping. How does he come? Leaping upon the mountains. Mountains in the Bible means kingdom. So how does he come? You see, all the world, the nations are mountains. Upon one mountain, upon another. Upon one mountain, upon another mountain. Jesus is skipping. You see, he's smiting those nations. He's pounding them. You see, skipping upon the hills. You see, as children skip upon each and every things and run. No? So that is how Jesus is skipping. You see, you can see that trouble. It is spreading wide over. You see, all over the, you see, world. No, nations are exception. You see, we can't tell that this is a very peaceful place. We can go and settle there. No, not at all. It is a common thing that will happen, you see, for the entire world. There's one verse in Jeremiah. Wait, I'll show you. One minute. Jeremiah 25. Twenty-five, 32, brother. Jeremiah 25th chapter, verse 32, 33.
Thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, evil shall go forth from nation to nation, and great.
See? Evil shall go forth from nation to nation. So it won't be restricted or limited to one nation. Jesus is leaping upon one nation and other. So nobody can stop it. So because we see in Daniel that the stone has come and it's begun to pound the image. So slowly what has happened? The fragments, the multi-metallic structure has fallen, but the pounding has to happen in such a way that it is to become a fine powder. You see, as it should become like a chaff. You see, a very smooth like a powder. But wind may easily blow it off. So this is what is happening. So this verse says, "Evil shall go forth from nation to nation." Then, brother, continue, brother.
And a great real wine shall be raised up from the coast of the earth, and the slain of the Lord shall be at that day from one end of the earth even unto the other in of the earth, they
See,
shall not.
what does he say? So there should be a great whirlwind, it seems. The whirlwind is what? A great twister, it comes now. You see, usually you don't have it in your place, but in America, so once the twister, you see, the tornado comes, it will be a great whirlwind, it will pull out whatever is there on this path. Very strong structure also will be uprooted. You see, trees, plants, you see, big, big buildings, nothing, nothing can stop its way. So it will be a whirlwind. You see? So the whirlwind shall go forth from nation to nation. You see? It shall be raised from coast of the earth, from end of the earth. It will come, it seems. And 33 says, the slain of the Lord shall be at that day from one end of the earth even to other end. You see? This is what we can see clearly fulfilled in our eyes. You see, the slain of the Lord. So whom is God slaying now? You see? Huh? Whom is God slaying? Read. Keep this hand like this only. We'll come again. Read Psalm 2nd chapter. Psalms 2nd chapter. Read verse 1, brother. Psalms 2, 1.
Wherefore have nations assembled in tumult, or should peoples mutter an empty thing?
No. You read in KJV? I think it's NIV.
Oh, sorry. That's Rotherham, brother. Sorry.
Okay.
Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing?
You see, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? What are the vain things? Useless decisions, unnecessary decisions. You see, was this decision necessary? You think a very simple matter, you see, stopping and blocking. You see, social media. Today, the society in such a level, without social media, nobody can live. Even a child doesn't eat food if you don't show anything on his mobile. Such is the situation. Each and every world, each and every nation are interconnected because of social media. So many people are earning because of social media. So many people are living, sustaining the life. You see? They are living their happy life. If you are going to put something that is going to affect to their daily bread, will they keep it? It is a vain thing. Like, for example, you see, now Donald Trump has put a tariff, you see, reverse tariff on all the nations who has put more taxes on America. If you have put 50%, we again will put 50%. So, actually, Trump thought this was like a business deal. So if he tries to increase the rate of his commodity, what will happen? You see, the purchaser will come and compromise, will fall at his feet and ask, okay, sir, I'm sorry. Please let me go. Okay, we'll come, we'll have a good dealing. No. This is not the dealings of a business. This is a nation to nation. So the nations have decided to cut off America. Not that America is going to cut off other nations. It is good for other nations because, you know, in America, majority of the Americans, you see, they don't do work. You know, majority of the Americans, the small works and all, no? You see, they're not done by the Americans. They're always done by outsiders. See, in hospital, doctors, the nurses, you see, the high level are Americans, but what about a little bit lower levels and all? You see, they feel, you see, somewhat to occupy these small works and all. You see, so once if America stops all these things and all, next to the immigration already has taken the issue, what will happen? Automatically, the people will stop coming to America. You see, the business will drop. Automatically, the financial crisis will come. Once if the financial crisis comes, the government cannot run. You see, you cannot maintain America such a clean, to be a very clean nation. You won't be having funds to spend for public, you see, yeah, utilities, for cleansing, for cleaning activities of day-to-day necessary things. And what will happen? You see, people will start to revolt. You see, this is what exactly that happened, in the French Revolution. Our brother Russell beautifully gives about all these things, that is, these things is going to happen. He's mentioned all these things in the fourth volume, Armageddon, the Battle of Armageddon, how this Battle of Armageddon will happen, what all things will gather, how these things will gather. Just imagine, Nepal was not there in the world at all. See, nobody spoke about Nepal in such a high level. Never people thought, the world powers never thought that the people of Nepal will go to such an extent. You see? Huh? Everybody has seen, Sri Lanka has seen, Bangladesh has seen, okay, but Nepal was totally different. You see, in Sri Lanka, when it happened, they did not destroy public property. Even in Bangladesh, they did not destroy public property. Only the property that belonged to the politicians were destroyed. But see, in Nepal, that anger was such a way that it went on to the rich people. It affected the rich people. You see, that's what he says. Why do the heathen rage? And why the people imagine a vain thing? So, who are these people who are thinking the vain thing means? They are thinking the thoughts which are opposite to our Lord. You see, now what is our Lord doing? Somebody read Revelation 18:1. Revelation 18:1. Revelation 18:1.
And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory.
You see, Jesus' second coming. So as soon as Jesus returned, what did he bring? You see, the Bible says that, you see, the earth was, what happened, brother? What happened? Earth was
Lightning.
lightened. What do you mean by lightened? Enlightenment. You see, enlightened. The world was in ignorance. You see, but now they are coming to the enlightenment, awakening. Yesterday night, I saw so many small reels of Facebook, night till 2 o'clock. Down scrolling, going on. I saw it started 2:30 in the night. See, so many people, youngsters, have spoken. They've shown their frustration. You see, why? Why? They have realized what is the right. You see, they have realized this is their call. This is their right. This is their money. They want some good things from their money. You see, but the government is not supporting for it. You see, they have been suppressed. They have as much as possible. But now it is beyond their control. You see, it is like a volcano. You see, that is completely buried. But under hot lava is there, burning, just waiting for the opportunity to come out. That is what has happened. You see, so frustration leads a man to speak out, you see, and react violently. Therefore, he says, why do the people imagine a vain thing? Christ is now coming and giving knowledge and enlightenment, awareness, intelligence to the whole world. Now, if the politician come and stop this awakening, this enlightenment, this news, this multimedia, will they keep quiet? Will the Lord keep quiet? Jesus Christ won't keep quiet. What did the Apostle Paul say? My dear brethren, don't judge anything until the Lord comes. Once the Lord comes, he will bring everything to light. Correct, no? You see, it comes in Corinthians now. You see? See? Corinthians, Book of Corinthians. Can anybody search that verse in Book of Corinthians? First Corinthians, 4th chapter, verse 5. 1 Corinthians 4, 5. Can somebody read?
Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise of God.
You see, every man shall have praise of God. You see, so many people are revolting, everything is destroyed, but people are happy. Have you seen their sad faces? No. Earlier, what was the situation? All the politicians were in a very happy faces. The common people was very sad. But yesterday, when they destroyed, they were able to express all their anger. They were happy. You see, because Jesus Christ is bringing everything to light. So if you are trying to suppress that light, that won't work out at all. That's why in Psalm 2nd chapter it says, why do the people imagine a vain thing? Now verse 2, Psalms 2, 2. Psalms 2nd chapter 2nd verse.
The king of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying.
Who is taking counseling? You see, these people, the kings of the earth, the ministers and all, they're all gathering together. What they're deciding? They're taking decisions which is against the Lord. Now, who is the king now? Who is the main you see, governor who is taking the in charge. You see, not Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus Christ has already returned, and invisibly he is setting his kingdom. He wants his rules, regulations in the kingdom. Those things he wants all things to be implemented now. But will the people allow? The politicians won't allow. That's what the Bible says. You see, the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, verse 3.
Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cord from us.
See? What do the ministers, you see, they decide, let us break their bands asunder, cast away the cords from us. You see, this enlightenment bringing everything to light, you see, this hinders their corruption. The Bible says, you know, light always brings the things of darkness, you see, to light. Therefore, when Apostle John tells, not many people came to the light of Jesus. Why? Because their deeds were evil. If they came to Jesus, what will happen? Their works will be manifested to everybody. And that will bring shame to them. Therefore, they did not want to come to light. That is the same reason. Corruption. They're all enjoying, you see, corrupt money. They don't want these things to come to light. That is their counsel. They want to restrict the people, keep in bondage. You see? But what happens? Verse 4. What is the, you see, the thoughts of our Lord? What is the plan of our Lord? Verse 4.
He that sitteth in the heavens shall
Laugh.
laugh,
You
the
see?
Lord shall them in derision.
You see? He that sitteth in the heaven shall laugh. Jesus Christ is already ruling from the, you see, earth atmosphere, heavens. He will laugh. Huh? What type of people? Can they oppose me? No. Jesus is the King of Kings. You see, the Lord shall have them in derision, means what? Confusion. You see, when the revolt, you see, started, you see, I messaged Brother Gopal. He told, Brother, some Gen X revelations is there. I'll be reaching later. I thought, what is this Gen X something and all, nothing will happen. Very small crowd. Immediately searched the internet, you see, and saw what is this Gen X. You see, Generation Z. Correct? Gen Z or X?
Dead brother, dead.
Z. So I saw. It was just a small article that was given in internet. So I thought nothing will happen. They will strike, do revolt, automatically everything will set right. But the next day when we saw the news only, we realized what was his effect. You see, because who is behind them? Our Lord Jesus Christ is behind them. He is motivating the people to topple these governments. See what? See verse 5. How will our Lord react? Verse 5, Psalms 2, verse 5.
Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath
Wrath.
and
How will our Lord speak? In his wrath. You see, that is the way our Lord is speaking today through the people. You see, through the common people, he's speaking in anger. You see? Huh? They are folding their hands and asking forgiveness. Okay, sorry, please leave us. Will they leave? Huh? People are coming and hitting them left and right. You see, police are standing there only. Huh? So you see, they can't do anything. Why? Because if they interfere, it will be their turn. You see, so God is speaking to them in wrath. Then, brother, huh?
and vex them in his sore displeasure.
He vexed them in his sore displeasure, means Jesus Christ is fed up. That is the meaning. He's frustrated. So he will vex them. You see? And why? Verse 6. Huh?
It have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion.
Ah, why? Because Jesus Christ is the king. Nobody can oppose the king and leave. You see, so you have to abide by the terms and conditions of the kingdom. So, what we see today, you see, is the complete fulfillment of the prophecies. You know, these are all signs for what? These are all signs of our Lord ruling. Lord Jesus Christ is like a king on Mount Zion. When he is the king, there won't be peace initially. What does the Bible say? He shall speak in wrath. You see, now read one verse. Now continue Jeremiah 25:33. Jeremiah 25:33. Gopal brother.
Jeremiah 25 verse 33, and the slain of the Lord shall be at the day from one end of the earth even unto the other end of the earth. This shall not be lamented, neither gathered nor buried. They shall be dung upon the ground.
You see? How they will be gathered, it seems. they should not be lamented. You know, if so many people die, usually there will be lamentation. Imagine the COVID, you see, period. So many people died. Everybody were weeping. They were in sympathy. But now are they in sympathy? Nobody is in sympathy. You see, they're expressing their anger. So it says, they shall not be lamented. They shall neither be gathered or buried. They shall be dung upon the earth. You see, that is the condition today. You see, read one more verse. Psalms 19. Psalms 97. Psalms 97, verse 1. Munaster, can you read?
Okay, brother. 97.
One.
Okay, brother. The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of Israel be glad thereof.
You see, who is reigning? The Lord reigneth. Not that he is going to rule, he is already a ruling. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the island be glad thereof. You see? Now, verse 2.
Clouds and darkness are round about him, rises.
About Jesus, what is there around Jesus? Clouds and darkness. You see, this is not white clouds, but these are clouds. Jesus will come upon clouds, Bible is given now. So, what are these clouds? These are the clouds of trouble. You see, these are the clouds of, you see, lot of confusion. You see, chaos in the society. You see, clouds and darkness are around him. You see, Jesus is bringing them light. But the condition of the world is not like that. Lot of confusion is there. Now, continue. Verse 3, sister.
A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about.
What does happen in him, sir? Fire goeth before him, it seems. We read now in Songs of Solomon, he is leaping one mountain upon the other mountain. Before he is leaping upon one mountain, other mountain, what is going before him, it seems? Fire. Now, how this fire, you see, is kindled? You know? In Indian language, we say, okay, I'll just give you an example. Two good friends will be there. You see? They'll be very, very close friends. They know all their secrets, each other's secrets, they know each other. But certain point of time will come, you see, because of some small differences, the two people will get separated. They'll be living peacefully only, you see. But suddenly, you see, one stage will come in their life, they both will begin to quarrel. Quarrel in such a way that this will lead to very great, you see, big level, you see, and that big level, when it reaches, you know what will happen? One person will start speaking against the other person. That person will start speaking against this person. What will they speak? You know that person. I know him very well. He was a fraud. He did like that. He did like this. All these things and all. You see, he'll start speaking. Now, what will happen? You see, unnecessary, two good friends, small differences, a fire is ignited. It will begin to, you see, burn in such a way, all their bad things will be exposed to the whole world. You see, that's what the Bible says. You see, the fire goeth before them. The Bible says, no, the day of the Lord is like a fire. You see, in 2 Peter, 3rd chapter also. This present heaven and earth will burn out in fire. What is that fire? You see, each and every person's, you see, between them, you see, God will ignite fire. So once that fire comes, what will happen now? They themselves will start exposing one person and another person. That's what I think is happening today in Nepal. You see, now the people have started to expose the government. But again, you think that what Generation X or Z is doing, you see, do you think that they will be a capable person who could lead the government? Definitely not. At least the old persons, they had some experience. Though they were corrupt, at least they were maintaining some stability. But do you think this younger generation, if they come without any experience, they can lead such a government in such a, you see, good way and bring it in a fruitful way as expected by everybody and with good results, you see, and better society for the whole world, as I am for Nepal people? Can they do it immediately within 2-3 years and all? Style impossible. Why? Because let it be any government that is going to come, let it be any ruler who is going to sit on the throne, each and every king, each and every minister will be dethroned. Therefore, he says, the fire goeth before him and burneth his enemies round about. Who are these enemies? Whoever is thinking against the Lord, they are his enemies. Okay, Lord is going to burn their his enemies, what? Not literally kill them or burn them, but their works will be burnt. You see, that won't successfully happen. Now, verse 4, sister. What does he say? Psalms 97, verse 4.
His lightnings enlightened the world, the earth saw and trembled.
See, his lightning enlightened the world. What is this lightning? You see, why the term lightning is given? You know when the lightning comes? When there is, you see, rain. Before the rain, what happens? Clouds will be there. Clouds will touch each other. You see, that's the time thunder will come. Then what will come? Lightning will come. Then rain will come. These are all procedure. You see, why? Because, you see, when clouds touch each other, there will be static charges. You see, once those charges touch each other, you see, lightning comes. Next, thunder. First is light. You see, actually, on the spot, all the things happen simultaneously. But the first thing that reaches man who is on earth is lightning. Because light travels faster than sound. At the speed of 1,86,000 miles per second. So you can see light from very far. But if that sound to reaches, it will take time. You would have observed, no? Lightning will come after 2-3 seconds. That's how lightning, enlightenment. Jesus will give small enlightenment. You see? They banned Facebook and all. Small enlightenment. One person called, come on, let us start opposing. Come, let us fight for our rights. Let us go and gather before the parliament. Just a small, you see, speech. What happened? Lightning. Everybody is correct. This is my right. He is stopping my Facebook. Huh? He is stopping my Instagram. You see, parents can't stop their children in their house. Huh? If they take mobile, if they don't give the mobile, will the children keep quiet? They'll become violent. You see, they start fighting. Huh? If they are very arrogant, they will even revolt against their parents. You see, that's the situation today. But you're going to block the whole entire nation means what is foolishness. You see, so what happened? The lightning, then came the thunder. People began to revolt. Commotion, create confusion. You see, these are all good only. Why? Because after all these things, rain will come. Some good things, some blessings will come out of it. At least, not 100%, some reformation, some good thing at least will happen from this one. You see, that's what he says. You see, lightning enlightened the world, the earth saw and trembled. Earth means what? Society. Tremble means what? Issue. Such effect. Small, one small matter has caused such commotion. Such disturbance in the society. Nobody ever imagined. You see? That is the, you see, effect upon this earth. Now read verse 5, sister. What is this impacting the society? Verse 5.
The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the
The hills melted like wax systems. What do you mean by hills in the Bible? In the Bible, what is the meaning of hill, mountain? What does it mean?
kingdom.
Kingdom. Very good, sister. Daniel 2nd chapter, Songs of Solomon 2, verse 8. Jesus is sleeping upon the mountains. He will shall go from nation to nation. No, mountains mean nations. See, because of this effect, the hills will melt, it seems. How? Like a wax candle, if you light, what will happen? Candle will keep on melting slowly. Today, you see, very, very powerful nations are slowly getting melted. You see, once America was a very powerful nation. You see, if somebody used to fight in the whole world, America used to go and stand for them. You see, they used to tell, come, we'll fight for you. That's what happened, no? No? Iraq, no? America, Great Britain, everybody joined together to, you see, put off Saddam Hussein. But after that one, today, Ukraine war is happening for how many years? Almost more than 2, 3 years. Israel, Gaza, small Gaza. Oh, you know, Israel is not even 300 kilometers wide. And Gaza is not even 10-15% of Israel. That small Gaza, you know, it is holding Israel on ransom today. Hamas is not even a nation. Just a small terrorist group. Imagine, Matt. Imagine. 150 people, you see, 250 people, they took terror captivity. Still 50 or 60 people are there. They're not able to rescue. What's the use of Israel's technology? You see? Because the hills have melted. We think that hills have so many, these nations are so powerful. No power. Jesus has ignited, he has set them on fire. Slowly, what will happen? It will come down. Slowly, we can see in the coming days, you see clearly, America will be of no use. You see, that's what is going to happen. We can clearly see in the coming days, America will go to poverty. You see, these foolish decisions of blocking the immigration, blocking the visa, increasing the taxes. America is only for Americans. And who will do the normal job? Who will do the scavenger jobs? Who will do the sweeping jobs in America? Do you think the Americans go and sweep the road at all? They don't do. They don't go and clean the toilets and all, you know? They are living in a such a sophisticated mentality. They don't do small, mean jobs. These are all done by the local peoples, other peoples who come from outside. You see, even Nepal, you know, many, my observation, I don't know, but my observation based on so many visits, so many people are traveling from Nepal outside. Why? Because they don't get any IFI jobs in foreign and all. You see, they aren't ready to do mean jobs, but at least they're getting funds much better than what is getting in Nepal. You see, why? You see, they are frustrated. You see, because they don't have a good life in Nepal. Nepal government is not supporting them. So these hills are melting like wax in the presence, in the epiphania of the Lord, in the parousia of the Lord. You see, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. You see, that is the condition today. See, the condition of world powers. Ezekiel 7 chapter. Ezekiel 7th chapter verse 21 to 27. Ezekiel 7 chapter verses 21 to 27. Romy sister, you're there, can you read?
Okay, brother.
Okay, brother.
Okay, sister, please.
Ezekiel 7, verse 21. 21, 27. And I will give it unto the hand of the stranger for a prey, and to the wicked of the earth for a spoil,
You see?
and they shall pollute it.
Whom shall God give the people? He shall give them to the wicked of the earth. You see? So who will be ruling when Jesus comes, the second coming? No good people will come to position. No good people can rule. Whoever comes, let it be anybody. You see, past, present, future. Anybody if he comes, he will be a wicked ruler. That's what the Bible says. You see? Because God is giving them to the wicked of the earth. So mankind may get experience. So they may fight for their causes. You see, so these governments will all be toppled by the people themselves. You know, Jesus taught us one thing. You see, he told, if you have faith, you can move these mountains. If you have faith, if you can tell to the mountains to get, you see, completely dissolved, you see, in the sea, it will happen, it seems. What is the meaning of that one? You see, the sea means, what is the meaning of sea in the Bible? Okay, what is the meaning of mountain?
People, multitudes.
People, multitudes, good. What is the meaning of mountain in the Bible?
It's kingdom, brother.
Kingdom.
Kingdom, brother.
Very good. What is the meaning of sea? Read Isaiah 57:20. Somebody read Isaiah 57:20. Joel, brother, please read Isaiah 57:20.
Isaiah 57:20. But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it.
You see, the wicked are like a troubled sea. Imagine Nepali people before you. The wicked are like a troubled sea. You can't control them. Can anybody control tsunami?
No.
Can you huge wall and stop tsunami?
No.
No. In Uttarakhand, you see, cloud burst just within 5 seconds. You know, just within 5 seconds, such a mass of water has flowed for more than 50, 60 kilometers. Very high speed. Within 5 seconds, even before people realized and reacted, everything was wiped away. Such is the power of water. You see, nothing can be restrained. No dam could stop the flow of water. You see, completely destroyed, no? See all these things in the news. Even in Nepal, it happened, no? Last year also. You see, I think highway was washed off in your this one. Water is so powerful. That's what the Bible says. The wicked are like the troubled sea. Not a normal sea. Normal means, okay, it's pleasant. Troubled sea means what? You can't stand before it. Nobody can stop it. Then continue with what it will do.
When it cannot rest, those waters cast up mire and dirt.
No, it cannot rest. What it will do? It will cast out mire and dirt. You see, a good, if you've gone to the beach, have you gone to the beach? You have a beach in Nepal? No. You haven't gone to seashore. You don't have that experience, no?
No, brother.
Okay.
No, see.
Seashore, super. Go to the seashore, pleasant will be. The water and all will be very clean. You see, very nice to play. But if the same water is very violent, what will happen now? All the things which are in the deep inside the sea, it will cast out. You see, all dirt, algae, you see, all waste things and all, it will cast out, it seems. That is the quality of the wicked people today. See, the procession, I mean, sorry, the revolt in Nepal was a very peaceful thing. But today, it has turned into a violent thing. My imagination, And this my imagination, my thought. I think even the people who all did revolt, they don't know or they don't have a clear idea what they have to do in the future. That's what I think. Might be they may be having, I don't know. That's my thought based on my experience and my observation. Even the youngsters, they don't know what to do, how to come out, what decisions has to be taken, what has to be set right. How do we improve it? Do they have a plan for it? You see? So they are wicked. They have done it. They have taken decision. That's it. But next, what has to be done? It is a very good question mark. You see? Then continue, brother. Finish that verse, brother. Good job, brother.
21 also?
No. Okay. Okay. Sufficient. So what did Jesus say? If you tell to the mountain to go and fall into the sea, it will fall. Mountain means kingdom. So all this kingdom are getting submerged in this wicked people. The wicked people are dissolving these kingdoms. They're not letting these kingdoms to gain power. Completely it is dissolved. This is the second picture. One picture, melting like a candle wax. Other picture, mountains being dissolved in, you see, the sea. Now see, Ezekiel 7 chapter, continue. You see, God shall give the wicked of the earth for a spoil, and they shall pollute it. Verse 22, continue, brother. Gopal, brother, read. Ezekiel 7, verse 20. Oh, I think, so, sorry, Sister Romeo was reading, no? Sister, please read Ezekiel 7, 22.
Okay, brother. My face will I turn also from them, and they shall pollute my secret place, for the robbers shall enter onto it and defile it.
You see, here God tells, I will turn my face, you see, away from them. And what they will do? They will pollute my secret place. You see, this speaks about the destruction of Babylon. What today has happened for the political system, the same thing tomorrow it will happen for the religious system also. You see, robbers shall enter into it and defile it. Now, verse 23. Verse 23, sister, can you read?
Okay, brother. Make a chain, for the land is full of bloody crimes, and the city is full of the violence.
Make a chain. Let us unite together. Why? Because the land is filled with bloody crimes. It is filled with violence. You see, then what does God do? Verse 24.
Wherefore I will bring the worst of the heathen, and they shall possess their house, and I will also make the pomp of the strong to seize their holy places shall be defiled.
You see, this is what we are seeing today. You see, the worst of the heathen God will bring upon them. They shall possess their houses. You see, they shall make the pomp of the strong to seize. They were living in such high pride. You see, such a, what do you say, lifestyle, high lifestyle. You see, and all things gone just in a fraction of a second. Their holy places shall be defiled. What do you mean by holy places? You see, their secured places. You see, the places which they think that this is going to give them protection. Even those things shall be defiled. Whoever thought the people will enter parliament and destroy parliament. Whoever thought they is going to enter the president's house, the prime minister's house, you see, and destroy it. Nobody ever thought it. You see, what happened to the CC cameras? No use. You put whatever camera you want. You see. No use. It could not protect them. Next, continue. Verse 25, sister.
Okay, brother. Destructions cometh, and they shall seek peace, and there shall be none.
Destruction is coming. People will seek for peace. Come, let us have peace. Come, let us do a settlement. Come, let us come for understanding. No, nobody can bring peace except our Lord Jesus Christ. It will happen only when a visible kingdom is going to establish on this earth. Now, what he is doing is that he is pounding all these nations, all the powerful people, all the heads of the nations, ministers and all being destroyed. The power is made weak. Then continues to next verse 26.
Mischief shall come upon mischief, and rumor shall be upon rumor, and then shall they seek a vision of the prophet, but the law shall perish from the priest, and counsel from the ancient.
See, table discussion. Mischief shall come upon mischief, rumor upon rumor. If we escape this trouble, another trouble will come. If you escape that trouble, another trouble will come. What did the Apostle Paul say? As a travail cometh upon a pregnant woman, similarly, the trouble will come upon this world. When they say peace, immediately one trouble will come. When they see peace again, after this trouble is solved, another new trouble will come. If that is solved, one more trouble will come. Trouble will keep on coming. As the delivery date is near, trouble frequently comes. And trouble increases, never decreases until the delivery. Similarly, until the delivery of this world, this trouble can never be escaped. This will keep on happening frequently. You see? And they shall try to seek a vision of a prophet. You see? And law from the priest or a council from the ancient. That means what? They will all call for discussion. Come, come, come. Let us call all seniors. You see, all past members and all very experienced persons. Come, let us all discuss. Have one common understanding. Means what discussion they're going to do? No conclusion. Even if they take any decision, you see, the expected thing would never come. Verse 27. Ezekiel 7:27, sister.
Okay, brother. The king shall mourn, and the priest shall be clothed with the desolation, and the hand of the people of the land shall be troubled. I will do unto them after their way, and according to their desert, will I judge them. And they shall know that I am the Lord.
What does the king do? The king shall mourn, and prince shall be clothed with desolation. You see, that is what happening. You know, the prime ministers, ministers, they're all weeping. They're all pleading, "Oh, please forgive me." No, you see, they can't be spared in the day of the Lord. That's what Joel says. You see, these are the people, a great people, whom there was never been, never seen since the creation of this world, nor ever shall be. And these people can never be controlled by any way. Lastly, let us read Joel 2nd chapter. Joel 2nd chapter, verse 2.
A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong, there hath not been ever the like, neither shall.
See, what is it? It says they shall be great and very strong people. It seems. The people will be such that there hath not been ever like this, neither shall be any more after it. Even to the years of many generations. You see, have you ever imagined, you see, that so many people will be gathered together on those streets? Did you ever imagine? Did you ever think that this type of mass of people will come, will support for the revolt and topple this government? Did you ever think? Huh? Tell me, did you ever think?
No, brother.
No,
no.
No, you never expected, no? Suddenly it happened, no? I also never expected. You see, I thought something will happen and go. But this is unexpected. This is what the Bible says. You see, and how it will be? It says, they shall be as morning spread upon the mountains. When the sun rises, how does the sun rays spread over the mountains? All over the place where the darkness is there, everything will go off, everything will be filled with light. These people will cover the entire place like the Thesims. Wherever they go, you see, nobody can stop it. You see, they'll be covered in all the places. This is told by our brother Russell, you see, nearly 150 years before in his fourth volume. You see, then he says, verse 3. Verse 3, brother.
Joel 2:3, brother.
Hmm.
A fire devoured before them, and behind them a flame burned. The land is as the garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness, yea, and nothing shall escape them.
Nothing shall escape. What is before them? Fire goeth before them, kindling each and every person against each and every person. Destruction is there before everybody. You see, so it says, you see, they shall run to and fro. Verse 9, and they shall run upon the walls. They shall climb upon the houses. They shall enter in at the windows like a thief. Earth shall quake before them. The heaven shall tremble. The sun, moon, and the stars, you see, shall withdraw their light. Why? Verse 11. The Lord shall utter his voice before his army. You see, the Lord, he is the host. He is the captain of this team. The entire army, the wild army, the tumultuous mass of people. Who is controlling them? Who is he? Who is motivating them? The Lord of hosts. Whatever he wants to express, he will express through these people. So this is what we see in your nation. So what advice or what counsel can we take? You see, we can just sit and wait upon the Lord. You see, and pray that at least God has safeguarded us in these times. You see, many people are gone, they never returned. But at least God has given us a wonderful protection. You see, we are in a safer side. But this is also a warning where God is telling us that days are very shorter. You don't have much time. See, in past 5 years, you see, day by day, one or the other problem is coming. Either it will come on the society, either it will come on the political, either it will come in the financial matter, or in the religious matter. Each and everything are gathering together for the great battle of Armageddon. So in these cases, you know, dear brethren, the best advice is that make your calling election sure. You see, we know the flood is coming. You see, we know that we need to get into the ark. We know that we need to be safe inside the ark. You see, never come out of the ark. You see, there will be a lot of temptations that you come out of the ark. You see, similarly, we should be in our consecration. Always keep focus in your mind is that our main target, you know what? Make your own calling election sure. Nobody can, you see, make your calling election sure. Your, you see, race has to be run by yourself. Others can help you, you see, based on others. You see, Help only we can make you connection sure. But you see, ultimately you have to reach it out. You have to reach the goal. So the crown is to them who, you see, makes full complete effort to do the Lord's will. So these things let us keep in mind. So in coming days, these type of trouble, this type of news, you see, will come very frequently and will start increasing. But in between, if you get some peace period, that is a sign from the Lord that God is giving a sunshine. So in those times, whatever work which God has given us, we have to faithfully finish it off. Okay? So, good. So, anybody has got any questions, any doubts? So, how did you all feel? So, I spoke. Now, let me hear from you. How did you all feel when you saw all these things? Oh, Gopal brother, first, let us begin with you. How did you feel? Did you go to the revolt?
No, no, brother.
Okay, so how did you feel when you saw all these things?
Actually, we read about this type of movement that we are not supposed to go. So, so I didn't go, and I didn't make it plan to go as well. But when I hear about such thing, and when I see all those things, that I feel that it's very time is very near. So we have to make our calling election sure over there. That's what I thought.
Okay, good. Joel brother, what about you? How did you feel? What experience you had? Joel brother, you there? Okay. Amar brother, how about you?
I feel like when I see this news and heard a lot of things, something is coming new and better. I thought like that, but when I heard from you, so clear. So, never is good thing is coming like new thing. So
it's a very sudden feeling. So very strange things. So did you fear?
No, brother.
Oh, okay, good. Good. Okay. Then, so your shops and all were shut down.
Yes, brother. We are shut. It's yesterday, and we are.
Okay, you're getting basic food
from today. Yeah.
You're getting basic commodities, food,
yes,
and all
brother.
Supplies, groceries, and all. It's okay.
Yes, brother.
Okay. Romester, what's your experience? How do you feel?
It's a completely strange feeling, brother. I thought like it will be peaceful protest, but then it turned out to very, very surprising result. And actually, as I see, a lot of buildings were burned. That make me feel quite sad. After all, it's all Nepal's property. So that's where I feel sad. But then as we have been reading about like the experiences, whatever we are feeling now, that will help us to realize how peaceful it will be in God's kingdom. So I was like hopeful for that.
Yeah, sure, Esther. All these things has a good ending. Definitely, Lord wants to bless his people. So just making the people just pass through this difficult stage so that they may, you see, have good knowledge and good experience with evil, and then they may choose good. Good, okay. Joel, brother, what's your thought? Would you like to tell anything?
Same thing, brother.
So how would
Sometimes
you feel
what
shocked?
happened, just shock and
So you thought this is the end of the world. I'm going to die.
no, brother. I'm just thinking about God's kingdom coming near.
Okay. So was there trouble in near your house?
No, brother.
No.
It's
Okay.
all good.
So it did not affect your YouTube also. It was not blocked.
But I work just another just change.
Okay. Then now they released everything, correct? No?
Yes, brother.
Good. Okay. Now let us ask Brother Ashish's experience. He was sharing a lot of things in the initial listen, Ashish brother. So how did you feel? Your first time seeing all these things? Ashish brother, you're there? Okay. I think okay. But anyway, this is the first time you're seeing such thing in Nepal, no?
Yes, brother.
Okay. So you can frequently watch such things. So don't worry. You'll see all over the world.
Yes, but like a few years ago, we have seen what the changes the Maoist did, all of the
Oh, they wanted to move
protests.
from the kingship to republic,
Yes.
democratic, this one. Yeah, that, okay.
Yes. That was quite a long period of time, but then it was like we were not able to understand at that age, but like it was also very terrifying situations how they were killing the people, and it was completely like very frustrating and sad time. I have just few memories, but like, but whatever happening nowadays, it's quite different.
Quite different. It's totally different. It'll be very wild. Have you been ever beaten by police in these riots? Anybody has such experience? By
No.
mistake, you got mingled in this riots, or you see, or trapped in this one and got beaten by them?
No, brother, but this morning we went to
Got
see the
something.
situations, but like they have announced after 10 we are not allowed to go out.
Okay.
So as we check, it was like already 10 around like that. So they were like very strict. However, you can move to your place, otherwise it will not good for you. And don't make us angry kind of things they were telling. So we took the shortcut and the other way to get back home.
Okay. Good stuff.
Quite close.
Oh, God led you in a safer way. But Gopal brother, you wanted to tell something?
No, brother, we are not beaten by the police. That's
Okay.
what
So you have no bitter
I wanted.
experience. Good,
No,
good.
no, no, brother.
I have some bitter experiences. So there was some sort of, not the political one, but some sort of social differences in the society. The time there was a curfew, so I just went out of the house, just two buildings next to get salt. There was no salt in the house, so curfew was there. Police gave me nicely. Today also I remember a very strong beating, I can tell. A very great shock in my body I felt. Then only I realized how powerful the police are. In spite of all these things, people react in such a way means see the power of people. You see? So these are all things we can expect in the coming days. Okay, anyway, we are also praying for you. Many brethren all over the world are praying for you. So if God gives sunshine and peace, that's a sign that that you're going to do a lot of harvest work. So we'll pray that the Lord may guide you in the coming days. Okay, Ashish brother, you're still there online? Are you able to listen? Ashish brother, would you like to say something? Okay. Okay, then in the end, we will have a word of prayer and finish it off. Okay, so let us bow down our heads in a word of prayer. Our most gracious, precious, ever-loving Father, Great Almighty God, we thank you for all the wonderful mercy, wonderful grace which thou bestowed upon us in our life. We especially thank you for the wonderful divine protection which thou hast given us, especially in these troublous times. That you have guarded us and given us the necessary things, especially you have opened our eyes and ears of enlightenment, so that we may see from your scriptures what is the things that are going to happen in this world and what are things are happening, that all things are in thy control. Heavenly Father, we especially pray for the brethren who are in Nepal, that thou may protect them, thou may guide them, thou may strengthen them. We pray that in the coming days, that thou may give them the strength and necessary guidance and the wisdom to do a lot of harvest activities. And especially, Lord, as per thy vision will, whoever has to come to the knowledge of thy truth in Nepal, we pray that thou may use these brethren to bring them to the knowledge of truth. We also pray that wherever the brethren are being gathered in all over this world, in lot of, you see, trouble, pain and sickness and sorrow, we pray that thou may strengthen them, that they may be strong in faith, and they may make their calling election sure. We pray and seek thy guidance and seek thy mercy and seek thy grace, so that in the coming days we may, you see, gather and listen to more of the wonderful words of life and grow stronger in faith and in love in the character likeness of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray all these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Okay. Okay, Ashish brother, would you like to say something?